Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. We're going to talk about economic development programs, these economic development offices, and the money given out to startups and other businesses. Well, a state representative from North Dakota is talking about how the taxpayer dollars are being abused. So we're going to talk a little bit about economic development with Jason Doctor. Plus, the mayor of Sidney, Montana, Rick Norby, talks about how the removal of their dam and diversion could spell some major problems for eastern Montana. Jeffrey Waring, director of entrepreneur and tourism for Black Hills State University, talks about technology in the Black Hills. Plus, the president of WCCO Belting, Tom Shorma, talks about how to survive and grow during a recession. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeff Waring, Director of Entrepreneurship and Tourism for Black Hills State University. So I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if you have any affiliation or any knowledge, but the name Denny Sanford, I'm sure, means something in the state of South Dakota. And I wanted to come at you from two prongs from that. One is Sanford Health itself. I don't know if you guys are doing much on there, if Sanford has made its way over to the western side. You know, obviously they're big in Sioux Falls. But secondly, I believe Denny Sanford is funding or is the main benefactor to that underground mine that goes like 2 miles below the earth's surface in Lead, South Dakota. Are you guys doing anything as a feeder program or getting involved in any way with the healthcare on the Sanford side?
Not on the healthcare side, no. There is, you know, Sanford obviously in South Dakota, I mean, he donates to so many causes, and so he's a great one to get things going. We have a new Sanford Science Center on campus, which has a link to that underground laboratory. And our university actually just opened up a new classroom down, you know, down at the bottom of that shaft, right? So students can actually go down there and do work. I'm currently trying to figure out an excuse to be able to go down because you have to have a good reason to do it. And I haven't thought of a reason to have my business classes go down there. But that is something that, you know, our school is involved in. It's mainly on the sciences side. You know, the geology students, I mean, easy excuses for them to go down and use the laboratory down there. A little bit harder on the business side.
I tell you, that out of all the things, that is one of the one things that has really intrigued my curiosity is what's down there. And I'm with you, man. I want to find out what's going on down there. And they just don't let any old media person down there. So
I know. I went over. I was actually at the top on Tuesday looking at the new visitor center that they have there. And so I took my son through, and I went up to him like, okay, give me some hints. How do I get down to the bottom? And the lady's like, now you figure that out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one day they'll probably, I don't know if they're splitting isotopes or sending them, but that's quite a deal there. So let's talk about Black Hills State and where you guys are going in the world of business. What do you see the future for your education being? Is it more technology based? Is it more of the old, you know, School of Mines type collaboration? I guess what direction is Black Hills State going as you see it?
We have some really strong programs that I think are always going to be there, right? So our accounting program is incredible, and so it's one of those things where, you know, you're always going to need accountants who are trained and who know what they're talking about. And our accounting program is just blows my mind how good it is. And so you think of those types of areas. We also have one of the best tourism programs anywhere around. And so it's a small program, but really teaches the students and gets them involved at the state level. with, you know, the tourism folks that work for the state. And so I think those are some niches where, you know, you're going to see those get stronger over time. Okay? In terms of the entrepreneurship end that I'm in, it's really interesting for me because so many of the students come from, you know, from backgrounds where they want to stay local. Like, they come from ranch families and they're trying to figure out how to, you know, develop and grow their ranch. Or maybe they have an interest in a field that's not even business. It's exercise science is a huge one. I get lots of exercise science majors, right? And so how can they develop their own gym or training program or doing that type of consulting? Or, and so I actually see the future. If I were able to, you know, draw the map of what the business school is going to be doing in the future, I think I would say grabbing students from all areas of the university and helping, you know, every student on campus realize that they need to be learning about business, even if that's not their major. That would be my view. You know, yes, we'll have lots of business majors, and that's great, but everyone needs to be taking at least a couple business classes. Everyone, I think, should have an accounting class. Everyone should have a marketing class. Everyone should have an entrepreneurship class, right? Because those are the things you're going to need regardless of what industry you're going into. And that's kind of how I see the future, is making some basic business part of everybody's education.
You know, I couldn't agree more. In fact, I've always thought that people should have some sort of money management classes or something along those lines. And what I mean by money management, it's more about cash flow, because the minute you go into school, you have to start cash flowing your life, because you have bills that are coming in, whether it's rent or whether it's utility bills or maybe it's your student loans. And essentially, your household needs to run almost like a business. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when a student hits college, all of a sudden they're getting, what, 5 credit card applications a week thrown at them? And they've, you know, often not had the budgeting discussion, right? They've never been taught how to really stick to a budget. And yet now people are trying to give them all of this so-called free money that they can spend. And it's easy to get into trouble that way. And so, you know, and the same thing happens with businesses, right? I mean, you know, when you start up a business, it's so easy to think, oh, I can go into debt for this because I'll be making a profit, right? But if we can get the students to realize the better job you can do cash flowing right from the get-go, the better off you'll be.
Now, we have affiliates in Belle Fourche, for example, and that used to be the sheep headquarters of the United States. The largest sheep producer in the United States was Belle Fourche. Obviously, times have changed since then, but I wanted to ask you about your ag. Do you guys do anything with ag at your college, or are you seeing any sort of entrepreneurship in the world of ag? And I bring that up mostly because of the new drones and the precision agriculture, but I just wanted to ask you about ag and Black Hills State, how you see it.
No, so we don't actually have a specific ag program. It's one of those things where the state likes to differentiate and have schools have different areas of expertise, and so that's contained East River. But we have a lot of students who are interested in ag, mainly with the ranching background. And so that's, you know, we talk about it, but we don't dig into too much depth. It's more like, okay, let's look at it like a normal business, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to run your projections the same way you would any other business, right? And you just have to realize, yes, there's some differences. You know, the tax laws are a little bit different. And, you know, you have a weird seasonality to the business that you have to consider, right? But you really want to look at it like a business and make sure that you're going to break even just like you would any other business. And I think that's really how we handle it. We just handle it from the standpoint of, this is your industry. Right? You need to become an expert in your industry, and so go be it. That's how I handle all of the students I deal with, is I just tell them, you know, your number one job here is to become an expert in the industry you're going to have a business in, because that's what's going to really lead you. We teach you general principles and theories that can be applied to all types of situations. But in terms of your industry, you're going to be the expert, not us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Waring from Black Hills State University, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.